Would you guys like the mixtape to give you some movie and music updates? Well, good, because that's what we are here to do. This is your weekly movie and music update from the mixtape for Friday, February the 9th. First up, Lisa Frankenstein, starring Catherine Newton, Cole Sprouse, and Carla Gugino. You see, Lisa has this strange obsession with finding the perfect man, so much so that she reanimates the corpse of a Victorian-era dude during a lightning storm. Together, they embark on a romantic journey where they must face the obstacles and pitfalls that I'm sure will come with dating a corpse. Continuing what they started with the movie Soul, Disney is releasing Turning Red into theaters on the 9th as well. As I mentioned with Soul, this was another one that was supposed to have a theatrical release, but was hindered due to COVID, so now it's getting a theatrical release. Next up is the film Out of Darkness. This is a human survival story set in the Stone Age. In the Stone Age, a desperate gang of early humans band together in search of a new land. But when they suspect a malevolent, mystical being is hunting them down, they are forced to confront a danger they have never envisioned. It premiered at the 2022 London Film Festival, and it received mostly positive reviews, and it's finally getting a U.S. release. Seriously, this one looks kind of cool, and I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm in. Coming to theaters and video on demand, Here for Blood. This one looks insane and really fun, and yeah. When his girlfriend is swamped with her college exams, Tom, a rowdy pro wrestler struggling to make ends meet, agrees to fill in as a last-minute replacement for her babysitter. Tom arrives at an isolated family home where he meets a precocious 10-year-old named Grace. The night starts off as a quiet night of pizza and video games, and then it spirals into bloody, violent chaos as Tom and Grace find themselves fighting for their lives when an otherworldly cult of masked intruders descends on the home. This just looks, crazy. Fun, goofy, violent, action, kind of just that tongue-in-cheek thing. This one again, Here for Blood, in theaters and video on demand. Now we're going to jump forward a couple of days because we have some movies releasing in the middle of the week. Wednesday, the 14th.
Valentine's Day, y'all.
Probably one of the movies I've been most looking forward to the last few months coming out on the 14th is Bob Marley, One Love. Starring Kingsley Benadir, Lashana Lynch. If you haven't watched the trailer, you need to. This movie chronicles the life of singer Bob Marley, who was a pioneer of the reggae music that helped to introduce the sound to the world. But he was also an activist who tried to unite people. And for me, this movie is a must-see. The trailer looks incredible. I remember sitting in the theater and seeing it and was just inspired. So yeah, Bob Marley, One Love, on the 14th. Also coming out on the 14th, the Dakota Johnson film, not another Shade of Grey movie, the Marvel property, but we are aware this is Sony and not Marvel, Madame Web. Now, let's remember, Sony has given us the good, Venom, the decent, Venom Let There Be Carnage, and the bad, Morbius. This story follows Cassandra Webb, a New York City paramedic who experiences visions after an unpleasant incident and has since started seeing the future. She eventually finds herself protecting three women from a dreadful adversary who also appears to possess powers similar to hers. So, we've heard some stuff about this movie already. It's not a very well-known property, and there's a couple different versions of Madame Web, and people are very confused by which one this is. Also, as unfortunate as it is, because of the way people work, and I don't always agree with you, female-led action movies do not seem to do well, which is a little ridiculous, guys. And honestly, I just don't know if anybody's that excited to see this movie. I do not agree with action superhero fatigue. I actually still love the movies. I hope they keep making superhero movies. So I'm going to go see this one. And I have hopes that maybe it's going to be a sleeper, but we don't know. But there's only one way to find out, right? All right, so I want to mention this next film that's going to be hitting Netflix. At first, I wasn't that interested, but then something spoke to me. And that something was Damon Wayans Jr. I'm a big fan of Damon Wayans Jr. This movie is called Players, and it is a romantic comedy starring Gina Rodriguez and Damon Wayans Jr. New York sports writer Mac, played by Gina Rodriguez, She spent years devising successful hookups, or plays, with her best friend Adam, played by Damon Wayans Jr., and their crew of friends. This has led to countless one-night stands over the years, but their playbook comes with a set of very specific ground rules. And the number one rule amongst all of them is you can't build a relationship from a play. But when Mac unexpectedly falls for her latest target, she begins to rethink the entire game. Yes, it's a romantic comedy. I expect it to be funny. Probably not going to invent anything here that hasn't already been done before, but it's Netflix, and if it's entertaining, that's all we can ask for. All right, let's do music, releasing on the 9th. Usher, coming home. That one's going to be dropping just 2 days before he performs in the Superest of Bowls. This is his first solo album in 9 years and his first studio album in 6. I like Usher, and I'm interested in hearing what tracks drop from this one. Next up on 212, we have Bella Fleck, Rhapsody in Blue. If you like bluegrass and banjo, I suspect this one's for you. That's really it, guys. That's all we got for this week. A few movies to check out, maybe some good tunes. Come back next week when, once again, the mixtape will offer you more goodies. Until then, watch movies, listen to music, and stay awesome.